This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A commission composed of representatives of all sectors of Haitian civil society plans to meet on Saturday, saying they want to begin the process of naming a new president. Organizers say the group plans to meet with 10 Haitian senators whose terms have not expired. Haiti's parliament is currently out of session because the terms of most of its members ended before elections could be held to re-elect or replace them. Haiti is facing a power vacuum following the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Several politicians have claimed the right to lead the country, including Acting Prime Minister Claude Joseph and Prime Minister-designate Ariel Henry. Joseph assumed power after the death of Moïse. However, as an acting prime minister, he was only in the position temporarily and was set to be replaced by Henry the week of the assassination. That transition did not take place because of Moïse's death. In addition, Haiti's Senate has nominated Senate President Joseph Lambert to be interim president. A U.S. delegation that traveled to Haiti earlier this week met with all three politicians claiming the right to lead Haiti. Haiti's parliament has been out of session since January 2020, when the terms of most of the legislature expired. Elections have not been held due to mass protests, the coronavirus pandemic, and uncontrolled gang violence. The death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe has risen above 150 as rescue workers toil to clear up the devastation revealed by receding water and prevent further damage. Police said on Saturday that more than 90 people are now known to have died in Western Germany's Ahrweiler County, one of the worst hit areas. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar Assad has been sworn in for a fourth seven-year term in the war-torn country. The May elections were described by the West and his opposition as illegitimate and a sham. In power since 2000, Assad's re-election in a landslide was never in doubt. The swearing-in ceremony Saturday was held at the presidential palace. It was attended by clergymen, members of parliament, and army officers. The country is still devastated by the 10-year war and sliding deeper into a worsening economic crisis. The United Nations estimates that more than 80% of Syrians live under the poverty line. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi later this month in Washington, according to the White House on Friday. The meeting, set for July 26th, comes at a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship and amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence in Iraq since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden also looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security issues to include joint efforts to ensure the enduring defeat of the Islamic State militant group. The U.S. is experiencing a rise in COVID-19 cases and deaths. Experts say the increase is largely due to infections of the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus among unvaccinated people. 4 states with low vaccination rates were responsible for 40% of last week's new cases, but officials say cases have risen in all 50 states. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said on Friday that last week the U.S. had a daily average of 26,000 new cases. Both Walensky and U.S. President Joe Biden have called the latest trend a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And there is worry that Tokyo's Olympics could become a super spreader event after an unidentified person inside the Olympic Village tested positive for the coronavirus. The person is reportedly not an athlete, but someone from abroad helping to organize the games. The case is one of 15 new positive results among game participants and workers reported on Saturday. It's the highest daily count since the committee started compiling figures July 1st, according to Kyoto News Service. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.